Roger Partridge of the New Zealand Initiative strikes again in the Herald this morning. Why fair pay agreements were never going to work. And what he points out, and I hope the media who were busy, you know, bagging the government over lack of advice, read this. Over the past fortnight, he writes, over the past fortnight, some commentators have focused on language cherry-picked from a leaked cabinet paper about possible downsides of repealing FPAs. But government officials had hated the idea of FPAs from the outset. Oh, you didn't hear that in their coverage, did you? Funny that. Advice from Treasury in 2019, he writes, to Ian Lees Galloway, question the rationale for introducing FPAs. A Treasury pointed to the absence of evidence for the wage and productivity concerns the minister claimed the FPAs were intended to address. Even if those problems existed, Treasury said it could not see a strong case that FPAs were the most appropriate policy response. The regulatory impact statement, this was from the MB, similarly sceptical. MB said that the minister's proposal, the FPA system, was not its preferred approach. Didn't hear that in the coverage, did you? MB favoured strengthening the existing system and were only justified setting targeted sector-based standards. MB said the approach has significant downside risks and that it is unclear the system would always have net benefits. It's all in the Herald this morning, 22 to 7.